James's heart, and one of the things that as the heart of God, how many know we're so easily distracted? How many know that it's hard to keep our focus on anything? How many know that in the day and age we live in, we have a very short attention span? Amen? Because everything is happening so fast. And I believe that the heart that was being spoken is, since we're living in such a fast pace, God wants us to take this opportunity when we're in his house to slow down. Hello? We're stepping out of the world into his presence, and his presence isn't moving like this. His presence is peaceful. And God's the Prince of Peace, and when God comes into the room, he wants to bring us into that atmosphere. And the adversary wants to do everything he can to confuse us so that we do not receive what our Heavenly Father has for us. Because he loves each and every one of us so much that he put it on our hearts to be here. And we weren't here by happenstance or by mistake. God ordained for us to be here for purpose. So what we're doing is God's just saying, hey, let's be aware of what's going on. Amen. And let's act upon it. You know what? One of the things that the Lord is speaking to my heart about is, you know, we look at faith without works as dead, but faith without love. God wants all of our faith and our actions to be saturated with love. Amen. And I believe that's what the Lord even said when I was standing there. There's no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus that walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. It's all depending on the way that I receive it. If I receive it spiritual, I'm not offended. If I receive it with my flesh, guess what happens? Well, wait a minute. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. Hello? Hey. I was a rebel. Amen. Amen. So God wants to let his light shine on his word today so that it may have a positive effect in everyone's life in the room. Amen. You know, some of you came from a great distance. She came all the way from North Carolina. She came from Northern Virginia. You know, there's people who come from distance to be here for a purpose and for a reason. Amen. So today, if you will, open your Bibles with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. The Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Thessalonica. Again, it's blurred. All right. And so God wants to bring edification and take away the blurriness. Amen. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse number 2, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. Knowing, brethren beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This is a full thing, but I want to focus our attention on verse number 3 today. Remember without ceasing your work of faith, your labor of love, and your patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. I've titled this Anointed and Appointed. Amen? You are anointed and God has appointed you for a time such as now. We're going to look at the action, the activity, and the effect. The action, the activity, and the effect. Can we lift our word together and make a declaration here today? Repeat after me, say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I'm listening. My ears are open, and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. We're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. So now, Father God, I pray that you speak through me. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer that's in the room and that's on the website. Speak to me, Lord Jesus. And we thank you and give you praise that your word will not return void, but it'll accomplish what you sent it to do. So have your way in this place today. And we'll never cease to give you all the glory and honor. But we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen and amen. The first apostle Paul says, remember without ceasing the work of faith. The work of faith, the action. You know, faith is an action word. The apostle James said, you show me your faith and I'll show you my works. Because faith without works is dead, being alone. So if I'm looking at a work of faith, it's an action word. In other words, there's actions that come along with my faith. We take acts of faith. You know, I'll just go ahead and go here. When we gather together to praise the Lord and to worship him, and we come into the atmosphere of praise and worship, if faith is the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen, and I'm believing God for something in my life, I'm going to go ahead and give him praise and worship him and a heart of thanksgiving as it's already done. I'm not praising him hoping that I will get it. I'm praising him believing his word is true and that I will praise him because he's going to do what he said. Amen. In other words, that becomes my mindset, and that gives me liberty to rejoice. Now, if I had to see something to give him praise for it, amen, I would never be in a place of an attitude of gratitude or a praise of thanks, a place of thanksgiving. He says to you and I, he says, in everything, give thanks. For that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and I. In other words, whatever I may be facing, no matter what I may be going through, he says for me to be thankful for it. And in the attitude of gratitude, I can move out of it. Amen? I don't know about you, but he that's begun a good work in me and has begun a good work in you is faithful to bring it through to completion. I thank God that he never starts something he doesn't finish. So as we're... I remember as in the cartoons with the little children, they have action figures. And one of the things you see in the action figures is they're very active. And as we're moving in faith, that means we're going to move in faith and be inactive, okay? Actively pursuing, actively doing, actively believing, amen? So faith's a big action word, amen? And how many know that our actions are speaking louder than our words? Amen. How many know that people are watching what we do, not what we say? They're looking at the way we respond. So that in mind, look with me in Matthew 5. But really not, you don't have to look with me. Everybody write down Matthew chapter 5. Amen. You don't always have to read with me in the Word. I'm not going to jump out of the Word. I'm going to read the King James Version, and that's the Word I'm going to read. Amen. If you want to turn, you can. But if you can't, if you're not a quick turner, that's okay. Amen. Matthew 5 says this. Jesus is reminding us as his children. Verse number 14, that you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Look at your neighbor and say, faith is an action word. We're actively serving the Lord. None of us or in the holding room, or in the waiting room. We're active. We're active creatures, again, amen. And we're working in faith and we're believing God's gonna save the world. We gotta stop moving and acting as we believe it, and it'll start becoming, hallelujah. So many people are sitting back and they're waiting for God to do this, and they're waiting for God to do that, and they're waiting for God to do this, and they're waiting for God to do that. And God is looking at his son and says, I can't wait until they get up. I can't wait till they start moving. And when they start moving, then I'll place my hand upon it. Amen. He's not going to place his hand upon you to move. He's going to place his hand upon you after you take the step. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember, faith's an action word. Okay. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 6. The Apostle Paul, writing to his student, he's giving him a final charge as he's closing his letter. And verse 17, he says this, he says, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold of eternal life. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings in opposition to science, falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, faith is an action word. We're active for the kingdom of God. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, God has anointed and appointed you for such a time as now. We serve a now God that does exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or even think. Amen. So as we're looking at this, God says what for you and I to change our mindsets. We got to say it according to the word of God and see it according to his will and his desire and not through our own eyes, because our own eyes will bring deception. God said it in his word and he will do everything he said he would do. Amen. And I tell you, when we stand up and face the adversary, we can't face the adversary with doubt. Hello, you get beat up because of doubt, but faith will arise and the enemy will be scattered when we're walking and we're believing God according to his word. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, we're action figures. Amen. I don't know if you know it or not, but that's some really good stuff. Hallelujah. You know, the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 10, kind of interesting. James went here a little while ago. Verse number 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. You know what it means to exhort someone? It means to encourage them. How many in this room, let's be real, how many in this room need some encouragement? How many in this room are going through something and they need some help? God says you're not alone. He placed you in a body, and he is saying our faith is to be in action, because our actions are going to speak louder than our words. And I speak to you today, and I say, be encouraged in the Lord. God has never started something that he won't finish. God, the call of God on your life is irrevocable. It will not change. God said that what he started, he will finish. Trust him with your heart, with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him, and he's going to give you direction. Sometimes the direction that we're going isn't the direction that God called us to walk in. And we don't understand why we're receiving so much adversity and that is facing us. Sometimes we just get our faces back before the Lord. Because I love it when I love that song. I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all them obstacles in my way. Amen. In other words, when I'm walking in the Spirit and I'm in action and my faith is alive and active, there's things that he says. But he didn't only say the work of faith. He said in the labor of love. Maybe we ought to. In Facebook, when we're sending each other's messages or whatever, when we're saying LOL instead of laugh out loud, maybe it should be labor of love. Amen? maybe we ought to change the way we do things. Maybe we ought to be a little bit different than everyone else. How many in this room is peculiar? How many is different from anyone else? God didn't call you to be like anyone else. God called you to be who you. He gave you a personality that was special, and there's not another one like you. There's only one of you. Amen? Even twins, triplets, quadruplets, whatever, they have the same DNA, but they're nothing alike. They may look alike. Their blood may be alike, but I got two sisters, Barbara and Judy, and they are nothing alike. Amen? They've got unique personalities. And God gave you a unique personality. And I think what the Lord says in that is don't try to be somebody else because you'll never be someone else. God says, be who I called you to be. I want your personality to come out because it's special and no one else has one like it. Amen. So secondly, he's talking about our labor of love, and labor of love I have the activity. Amen. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. The Apostle Paul says this, verse number 2. He says, grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all towards each other aboundeth. Our labor of love. Faith without actions is dead. Our action is the activity of love. As we're laboring, and as we're laboring for the kingdom of God, we're laboring in love. So that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith and all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. What am I going through tribulation for? Which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom for which you also suffer. Amen? In other words, when you're going the right way, the wrong way doesn't like it. Amen? And if you think that if I'm standing up here and I'm trying to tell you as a child of God, you're not going to face it. Adversity, I would be a liar and there would be no truth in me. Amen? But what God is saying is when our faith has action, when it's an action word, our faith, our work of faith, our labor of love is an activity. In other words, it's love applied. It's like the paint in the wall. I could have the brush, the paint, and the roller, but unless it's applied on the wall, it's not going to have an effect or make a change. So the Apostle Paul says in Colossians chapter 2, in our labor of love, in our activity of love, he says that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ, and whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Who are hid? You know, I'm constantly like a kid in a candy store. And I get into the Lord's word and I go on a treasure hunt. In the treasures, because there's treasures that are hidden in the word. And as we're seeking them and we're seeking them out, all of a sudden there comes revelation and comes understanding, and things all around begin to be transformed and changed. Amen. So I don't know about you. Some treasures we got to dig a little deeper for. Amen. You know, and God says he'll give us the desires of our heart. You know, he says, as we trust the Lord with all of our hearts and we lean not to our understandings and we acknowledge him, he will direct our paths, okay? He will guide us and direct us in the steps of righteousness, amen? So he's saying this activity that we have is what the world does not understand is unconditional love. It goes against everything the world stands for. Because everything the world stands for is, you do this for me and I'll do that. If you do this, I'll do that. But God's love, that labor of love that we're showing, the activity is, I'm going to love you no matter what. In other words, I'm going to love you. I'm not necessarily going to love what you're doing. Okay? But I'm going to love you. Because God says that he created you and I in his image. And even the ones that are in the world were created in his image. And what has perverted them is the devil and the things of this world. So God says his love is to abound and abound and abound through you and I, as our labor is of love. Our activity is love. Man, when we come into the room, the atmosphere changes because pure love is to walk through the door. My love is not pure, but the one that's in me is pure. Amen? And if my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, when I walk in the room, pure love enters the room. And you know what? Pure love melts hearts. You want to reach some people? Because you know what? Most of them don't feel like they're worthy. Most broken families and broken lives, you know, they believe it's a sentence that they're receiving from God, that it's from the adversary, and God loves them, and God wants us as action, as we're walking in faith with action, our activity is always love. Amen. So no matter how we minister, I can correct people, I can minister people, but if I don't do it in love, there's gonna be offense. Amen. What does he say? Love covered a multitude of sins. How many sins did God's Jesus' love cover for you? Come on. He covered a lot for you, didn't he? If he removed your sins from the east, as far as the east is from the west, never be remembered again. God says, hey, we need to look differently as we're ministering, as we're reaching. We have an opportunity to feed the poor. Guess what? We have an opportunity to share God's love, not to judge them in the condition, the state that they're in. You know, God says, don't forget where I found you. Hello? You're not there anymore. I've taken you from glory to glory, but don't forget where I found you. Amen. So he says to us in Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 9. The writer of Hebrews says this. He says, but beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed towards his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. In other words, God is not forgetting your labor of love that you do in here. Oh, pastor, nobody notices. God notices everything. God doesn't miss a thing. Amen? He says also, we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So we find first, we find the action. And we have, secondly, the activity. And then thirdly, we have the effect. The effect. Our patience of hope is the effect. We've been studying on Wednesday nights. If you haven't been here Wednesday night, I'll wait to Wednesday. Okay. We've been studying about faith and hope. Hope with help. And we've been in Romans chapter 5 where our tribulations work in patience, and patience brings us experience, and experience brings us hope, and hope makes us not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. And God is saying, as we're active, and our faith has action to it, and we're actively ministering in love, it will have a positive effect on those that we're ministering to. Amen? And what we want to have is a positive effect, because there is enough negativity in the world. You know, sometimes when I'm ministering to people, I've learned not to get into the subject of what's wrong with them, but what's right with him. Amen. Amen. Remember that God's the one that changes people. God's the one that transforms them. And God just wants us to be loving vessels to share his love, to share his mercy, to share his grace. And he's the one that changes them. I early in ministry, I was so worn out. I thought it was my job to change people. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And you know what the Lord said to me? It's kind of interesting because he always puts questions before me. And because while I was trying to change everybody else, I was trying to change myself. I wasn't dependent totally on him to change me. I was dependent on myself. And the Lord just asked me first. He says, well, how's that working for you? It's like, it's not working too good. And so just remember that we're vessels for his glory and for his honor. And it's his word that transforms and changes people. It's not ours. Now, we're to let our light so shine before men that they see us doing good, so that they give the Father in heaven all glory. But at the same time, he is the worker. And Romans chapter 15, verse number 4, the Apostle Paul says this in verse 4. He said, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grants you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, and that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of Jesus Christ. Wherefore, receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Amen. In other words, it changes the way I look at other people. Amen. Amen. In other words, God wants us, when we put faith to action and we're actively moving in love, that there's a positive effect that takes place in our lives and those around us. The Apostle Peter says this in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. He says this. He said, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart. Sanctify means to set apart. He says, to sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Amen. Amen. So we have a testimony. We have a witness of the gospel. So in 1 John chapter 3, well, Pastor, why you go here so much? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. He calls for obedience for you and I. And 1 John chapter 3, verse number 1, the word of God says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, Now are we the sons of God, that doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that have this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Amen. And what he is saying, to you and I, when we with the work of faith, that faith is an action word, to the action, the labor of love is the activity that we're moving in, and the patience of hope is the effect that it has. So if we have the action, we have the activity, and we have the effect. In closing today, let's look at the application. The application. In Proverbs chapter 23, verse number 12. He said, apply thine heart unto instruction, and thy ears to words of knowledge. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. Spare the rod, spoil the child. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shalt deliver his soul from hell. And God says to us sometimes God brings in his word the rod of correction. Sometimes when God corrects us, it doesn't always feel so good. And God says to us as parents, if you love your children, spank them. Correct them. You have a window of opportunity to raise them in the admonition of the Lord. And if you miss that window, there's a penalty that comes to the child. God wants you and I to know that we're all men and women of faith. And God is saying to us today, we need to put action to our faith. The activity is we're to be moving in love. The world is covered with perverted love. It's not love at all, it's abuse. But God's love is perfect. It's unconditional. It meets every one of us right where we're at. I'm so grateful the Father loves me where I'm at. And he loves me so much. And he loves you so much. He doesn't want to leave you there. That he wants to take you and I from glory to glory, as by his word, by the Spirit of God. And he says that his word today will affect you in a supernatural way if you will allow it to. If you say, okay, Lord, I receive it. I receive it as from you. And now I'm going to take it and I'm going to apply it to my life. I'm going to put my faith to action. I'm going to actively love. And I'm going to see the effect that you'll have on others. God has called you because you needed to hear what the Spirit had to say today. There's many on the website that need to hear what the Spirit of God is saying today. God cares about today. God cares about this very moment. God cares about every last thing that's going on in your life. He wants you to know today that he loves you and that he cares for you. And he says, no one has ever cared for you like Jesus.